distinguished colleagues. The biggest challenge on the way of Ukraine towards more prompt implementation of the SDGs is the ongoing military aggression of the Russian Federation, its devastating consequences, and its disproportionate effect on women and girls. In this context, however, the SDGs resonate even more powerfully with Ukraine's priorities. The Ukrainian government has recently developed a policy paper outlining the roadmap for implementing the SDGs in a gender-sensitive and inclusive way, especially in the context of Ukraine's recovery and European integration. A key aspect is to promote their localization and ensure that both national and local planning are aligned with updated global indicators. We're developing policies to tackle the structural inequalities that exacerbate the consequences of gender-based violence, discrimination, or biases in all areas of public and private life. Thus, integrating a gender-responsive approach and gender assessment into Ukraine's recovery effort is an absolute priority for us. Our extensive experience and advances in digitalization and online services are among the most efficient tools to this end. We are also prioritizing the support of women's leadership and now and in post-conflict recovery. Since the beginning of the Russia's aggression, women's rights organizations and women leaders have been at the forefront of innovation, advocating for major changes, and taking the leadership roles both in their communities and nationally.